Avracha, we are starting another week of building our deep internal kesher with Avinu Shebashamayim. It's so necessary in our day and age. We're living in a world that is so superficial. People don't think into anything. They're not connected to anything. Some are only connected to the machines, and others not even to that. We, Bonim, Bonas LaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have that special schus that at a daily level feel Yoshev Seser Elyon. I am sitting and living my life together with the concealed LaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is orchestrating everything in my life. And with everything we're going through, this is a special time for us to mechazik this. That gives us that peace of mind, strength of character, ability to grow our families together, keep the bonds between ourselves and Klal Yisrael. That initial awakening we had from Simchas Torah, Chas V'Sholom, not to let that cool off. Keep it strong. We're all together. Am Echod, Hashem Echod. Today's pasuk from Yoshua B'Seiser is, Lo Yisir Pachad Loilo Michet Yo'uf Yo'imom. If you're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't have to be afraid of the fear at night and the arrows that are shot during the day. The two situations that cause a person to be afraid. One is Laila, when it's dark at night and I do not know what's going on. Confusion, lack of clarity, darkness, what's going on? That's one situation which causes a person to be nervous, anxiety, etc. I don't have vadois. I'm not sure what's going to be. That's Laila. There's another thing that causes fear is the other way around. I do have clarity, but I have clarity that something dangerous aimed at me. Chetz yo'uf yomam. There are missiles, there are arrows, the bullets that are being shot towards me. There, the situation is not unclear. It's not the lack of clarity which is causing me the fear, but it's the clarity that there's danger in front of me coming my way that causes the fear. But a person who has the Bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we said the Bitochen is built, like we said in the previous Pasuk, Sino v'secheiro amitoy. We go with the Emes of Hashem. The Emes of Hashem, that we have an ongoing relationship with Him through the Torah, the Limud HaTorah and the Mitzvahs. And He's watching over us. That gives us that fortitude and peace of mind that whether the situation to us is a Laila, it looks unclear. We know that on top of everything, there's the Elyon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over it. We don't have to be afraid. We just have to be with Him. That's all He wants. And even if we have something that's frightening because we see it, whether it's a missile or a gunshot or a machala, financial situation, it's very clear cut how I can get out of it. Me'ayin yovei Ezri. Ezri m'Hashem, o'yisei shemayim v'oretz. That's what we always mechazik myself. I know Hashem, He created me, He created the world. It looks frightening. Afilu cherev chadam unachas al tzavor shel odom al yisyash min arachmim. Even if there's a sharp sword on one's neck to chop his head off, you should still daven. You never know what could happen. And so many times in history, these things have happened. And they can, and Yitzhak Shem, they'll continue happening. Bezrat Hashem, as soon as can be. There's another point in this. Laila, Pachad Laila, Chetzi of Yoimim. The day is split up into night and day. And since our Emunah is based on our Kesher, and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amun and Bitochen, it's based on Kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up special mahalach that we should have the night Kesher with Him and the day Kesher with Him. We know by Tefillah, there's a night Tefillah and a day Tefillah. The night Tefillah watches over us for the night and the day Tefillah for the day. The same thing we have in Limud HaTorah. V'gisa b'yoyim v'layla. There's a chiyah for everybody to set aside time, both in day and night. Even a person learned for 5 hours in the day, and he's busy at night, he should take out even 2 minutes at night. But they should not let not a day and not a night go by without any Limud HaTorah. And that's what Hashem set up. He says, I want to be with you, and I'm giving you a natural environment, a natural mahalach to keep that kesher going, both in day and night. Each one needs its type of shmirah. And that's the way we do it. We do with the mitzvahs of the day and the mitzvahs of the night. And like we said, there are those specific mitzvahs in the day, the tefillahs of the day. We start off in the morning, Moed Ani, thanking Hashem, and then we go through the shachris and all that part of the tefillah, and the brachas on the course of the day. And at night, we say the Ma'ariv, and before we go to sleep, we deposit our neshamas in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yet Hashem, we're zoicha to appreciate this beautiful mahalach that Hashem set up for us to keep our kesher with Him alive and real. We'll take advantage of our tefillahs, our Torah, our mitzvahs, and Yet Hashem will make it alive. We'll really feel how much we are totally in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly, and that will give us the protection both from the fears that we have around us and from things that even look clearly dangerous. Hashem is still Yeshua B'Seisa. B'Seil Shaki Yisloinon. If we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He'll be our protector in all circumstances. And we'll be Zeichem Yitz Hashem soon to great Yeshua.